We're
reading selected excerpts from our sources in the topic Everything Attained Through Prayer, number 14.
Let's continue.
14 by the Rabash. The primary goal should be to be rewarded with the Creator.
That's done by the mutual work between us and the Creator. That's why in this work we are called the servants of the Creator. He starts the work, building the system, corrupting it, shining in us bit by bit to shine the corruptions, to illuminate the corruptions, and we should ask for the correction for these corruptions. He's prepared everything in the situations that change, and we have to distinguish between the corrupt and corrected state. We have to ask for everything to be corrected by the upper light that fills the entire reality. That's why the primary goal should be to be rewarded with dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. When we're in equality with Him in the work, He does part and we do a part. He does a part, we do a part. And we have to reach a state that we force Him like a child that's pulling the grown-up by his side, help me, do something for me. So that's how we should be with the correction of the world with the Creator. Please.
Since the reason objects to this, he must go against reason. And this is very hard work. Since he's asking the Creator to give him something to which all of his organs object, it follows that each prayer he makes to the Creator has its special. This is why prayer is called work in the heart, meaning that he wants to go against the intellect and mind, which tell him the complete opposite. This is why it is not called the work of the brain, since the work of the brain is that person exerts and understands something with his mind and reason. But here, he does not want to understand with his reason that we should serve the Creator in a state of knowing. Rather, he wants to serve the Creator specifically with faith. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart.
In excerpt 14, the primary goal should be to reward it with adhesion with the Creator. Since the reason objects to this, he must go against reason. And this is very hard work. Since he's asking the Creator to give him something to which all of his organs object, it follows that each and every prayer he makes to the Creator has its special work. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart, meaning that it wants to go against the intellect and the mind, which tell him the complete opposite. This is why it is not called the work of the brain, since the work of the brain means that a person exerts to understand something with his mind and reason. But here he does not want to understand with his reason that we should serve the Creator in a state of knowing. Rather, he wants to serve the Creator specifically with faith above reason. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart. Questions? We can't see. Okay, you know what I think, Michael? If we have such a third part, we can add the women. Because there are many, and until they start asking, it will take time. PT 33.
He says that every prayer has a special work. How do we know in all the states that come which prayer is the most correct and precise for that state?
Whatever you depict in your heart. Man is what you feel in the heart that you're lacking in the spiritual work. That's your man. Next. Let's change also the order so that women can and be down there and the men up and they can ask. First the men and then the women. Go ahead, Michael.
Can I ask?
Yes.
He says that this is called work in the heart. So what is the difference here between the heart and the brain? I don't get it.
Because everything is according to the feeling. The brain only organizes our feelings for us, but the whole scrutiny is in the heart. We need the hearts and we need to connect the hearts.
But the feeling, he says all the organs resist it, so...
The feeling is in the heart. In the heart. You yourself say all the feeling. The feeling is a heart. The brain only has to organize and connect these data that the heart gives. The brain is no more than a computer.
But he writes that the brain and the heart tell him the opposite, so...
Okay, but read it.
The primary goal, 14, the primary goal should be to be rewarded with dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. Since the reason objects to this, he must go, and he must go above, against reason. This is very hard work, since he's asking the Creator to give him something to which all of his organs object. It follows that each and every prayer he makes to the Creator has its special work. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart, meaning that he wants to go against the intellect and the mind, which tell him the complete opposite. This is why it is not called the work of the brain. Since the work of the brain means that a person exerts to understand something with his mind and reason, but here he does not want to understand with his reason that we should serve the Creator in a state of knowing. Rather, he wants to serve the Creator specifically with faith above reason. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рафа, что значит служить Творцу в сердце?
What does it mean to serve the Creator in the heart?
That all your desires will be aimed only at connecting or being unified with the Creator, being together with Him, the one system with the second one, that He will control you and you will be in Him. And all the thoughts, the actions, the desires, everything you have to be connected, or aimed only at bestowal, only to fill the entire reality only in your own will to bestow. And that will be expressed by you wanting to reveal the Creator all over reality. That's it. Annul yourself to His will to bestow. This is the meaning of making your desire like His.
Beseder.
Okay.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Да, Рав, спасибо. А вообще, вот немножко так не по теме.
Thank you, Rav.
Такой вопрос. От внутренних диалогов...
If possible, it's a question off topic, a general question. Out of this inner dialogue... Could we also use these things, monitor these things, check ourselves how much we're in it or not?
No, we have to talk with ourselves as well to feel what's going on in us, how much we agree, we don't agree, our thoughts, our desires. We have to be in that. Yes? Until we reach a state that all my bones shall say so. Bones means the foundations of all our desires will also be in order to bestow.
Ita 4. Продолжай.
Continue, Moscow.
Просто складывается ощущение, что вот это вот...
It's just that I have this feeling that when I go deep into those conversations with myself, these are actually the descents, the declines that separate me for this emotion where we come back to the right intention, so...
No. This seems to be still a confusion. No. First of all, I don't feel that it's disturbing. On the contrary, it helps me to scrutinize myself. How am I part of it or not? Am I straight or crooked? If I compare myself to the path of bestowal, which is through connection to reach the general connection, which is the Creator. So my dialogue with myself is... When I scrutinize all the time, yeah, it's actually helping me. Without that, you can't. There are no scrutinies without it.
Baltia 2.
If during the lesson I draw the light, so automatically it passes on to your friends, to the group, or do you need to somehow direct it?
If I extend light from above and I'm connected to the friends, to that extent, the light expands and fills the friends as well. In each and every one, it will be felt to the extent that they're connected to me. Ita 4.
Thank you, Rav. Why is it considered praying against reason a special action?
Because I'm asking for something that my will to receive, the egoistic will to receive, doesn't want. And I'm asking for something above the desire. Suppose in connection.
Max 6. Спасибо, учитель. Как правильно использовать разум, когда
Thank
мы
you, teacher. Работу в сердце? How to use correctly the reason, the intellect, when we do the work in the heart?
Разум, а сехель у царих льет.
The intellect should be there before we do the work. Intellect is for scrutinizing what's going on with me. In what form, in what relation between the desires, the intentions. For that, you need intellect. If we would only feel something, we would be like babies. They don't have the intellect to process the data. All they have is a system that feels. And then they're in all kinds of actions, states, until they feel something. Stop feeling, they throw it away. We're not that way. We're also incorporated with an intellect. So that's why we're both in the emotion and in the mind. The spiritual work should be such that both the intellect, or the mind, and the emotion work together, and through them we reach the goal. So try to scrutinize things both in the emotion and in the intellect, how much we are opposite or in the same direction in both, and accordingly decide what else are we lacking. So that all the hearts and all our brains will all connect together aimed at the Creator.
Woman, Moscow 18.
Women, Moscow 18.
Доброе утро, Рав. Продолжение Москва 1 вопрос.
Good morning, Rav. To continue the question from Moscow 1, many times in our practical work we stumble across a state where our mind is like a broken radio. There are all kinds of noises and disturbances. It absorbs everything from the world around us. So how can we reach a state where we have discipline, where the brain is disciplined, so it helps us in our work? And it will only be help us in our scrutinies.
Only by connection between you, only through the connection between you, when the connection is the same goal to which everyone wants to reach, then through the intellect you can activate the emotion. When we want to determine a state that we are reaching a connection between us, we have to reach a connection between us, and then by the intellect we decide this way, and we start scrutinizing what are we missing still to have such a connection. We scrutinize, and the Creator organizes such emotions, such discernments by which when we connect we come to one kli. And then we discover the Creator in this one kli.
Can we make it more precise, Rav? Please tell me, the influence of the external world, it's something that comes from through the heart, or does it come through the intellect, which is not so clean yet?
We don't have a pure heart or a clean intellect. We are all completely stained. And we have to take that into account. That's why you can't make calculations here from philosophy or psychology, but we should do exactly what our articles say, and then you won't be mistaken. Николаев Сочи.
Рав, подскажите практически, как решить...
Рав, please tell me, practically, how to decide how long in the meetings of our 10 should we invest in building a common prayer? Or should we dedicate the entire time of the meeting to that? Because we forget about it sometimes, but when we have a few rounds of discussions and we build a prayer, it feels like it starts to come from the heart. So
this doesn't depend on time. It's not about time here. That's all I can say. Woman Toronto.
Thank you, Rav. Is the main discernment whether or not I have the desire to bestow? And if I don't, I ask the Creator for the desire to bestow. It's a question from our 10. Thank you.
Ken, Zebidyuk.
Yes, exactly. You said it right and nicely.
Woman PT6.
Woman PT6.
If our work is always in faith above reason, how does it work with the fact that we want that what the brain, the mind understands, will flow over the heart?
The mind is something we need in order to aim the heart. But as we aim the heart to the Creator, then the heart gets the light from above that corrects it, the system of the heart, and then we're connected between us and the Creator. We need the brain to give us direction, to give us place, to organize everything, and that's done by the intellect. But after we organize everything and the light comes and corrects us, then we work according to the heart, the light, according to the heart. Woman Internet.
No, uvedolo.
Well, is it working or not? Okay, no. Don't bring him anymore. Michael, let's conclude the lesson. Let's hope tomorrow we'll organize things better. Okay, so all the best for everyone, and prepare your questions, more and more essential ones. And
just before we conclude, there is a request from the Yeshivat Chaverim team. Our next Yeshivat Chaverim will engage in a topic of a common prayer. We're inviting 10s that want to awaken the importance and share with the world clean the way that they compose a common prayer, in the way that they work with it throughout the day, to tell us how do they renew it each and every moment, how do they bring it into their heart, and how do they raise it together to the Creator. You're invited to turn to that email, boardworldkli@gmail.com, and every 10 is welcome to share the process that they're using. So today we're going to have a news program with Dr. Leitman recorded from 10 to 10:30. Afterwards, from 10:30 to 11:30, the Dr. Leitman's meeting with the reporters. Let's have a song now.
To despair.